In Shaar Gimel, the Neb Shachamid explained to us that each person is endowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ability to affect not only the entire world through his actions, but he concluded Perek Gimel with the astounding observation, and somewhat surprising and scary, and that is that with our actions we can not only affect the Bria, certainly our social group, but the fabric of the creation itself, but even we can reach until Shemaim and to affect what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence and exposure is in this world. That through our actions we provide HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a greater platform for to allow his presence to be known throughout the world, and by doing averos we minimize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his platform within the world. So our actions can reach all the way up until the heavens, literally. And the Nefesh HaChaim continues in Perek Dalet on that theme, and he quotes from the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, and he says that that's the meaning of the Mishnah, even though that's not the way it's generally interpreted. But the Mishnah says, Da Malam Alam Imcha. A person should know who is above him, meaning a person should have Yirah Shamayim and be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly above him. One of the reasons we wear a yarmulke, to remind ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is always on top of us and watching over our actions. However, the Chaim Volozhiner suggests that perhaps another meaning of the Mishnah is, Da Malam Alam Imcha, a person should know what's above him, that even though it doesn't seem like our actions affect the celestial worlds, or even affect more than just our own Da'at Amos, a person should be aware, Malam Alam Imcha, that even through our actions we can affect the Olamos HaYonim, a person can even affect the upper spiritual echelons of this world, and not only the world down here, but even the world above. Even the spiritual world as well. And that's what the meaning of the Mishnah is. Da Malam Alam Imcha, understand that your actions affect even things that perhaps you cannot necessarily perceive immediately. However, the Nefesh HaChaim continues, and he says that that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was not as a result of the actions of Titus or Nebuchadnezzar, but was really the result of our own actions, that through our own averos, we brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash Shemaila, of the Beis HaMikdash that resides in heaven. It is true that Titus and Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shemata, right, the physical Beis HaMikdash that exists down here in the physical world, but the reason why the Beis HaMikdash Shemata was permitted to be destroyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because the Beis HaMikdash Shemaila had already been destroyed through our averos, and our averos affected not only this world, but affect the spiritual worlds as well. But here, by implication, the Nefesh HaChaim is implying that our actions, meaning the actions of Jews, can affect not only the physical world, but the spiritual world as well. However, it seems that the actions of Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, however offensive and heinous, can really only affect the physical world, but not the spiritual world. Now, that is surprising, because the Nefesh HaChaim explained in Shaar Gimel that the reason why we have such a broad effect, we can influence so much with our actions, is because we were created b'tzelem Elokim, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the name Elokim implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal HaKoychos Kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills the entire world into existence at the beginning, Yesh Mayan, and continues to will into existence, and we have certain properties of that as well, by virtue of the fact that we were created b'tzelem Elokim, and that presumably applies to all of humanity. Why then is this ability to affect the entire physical world as well as the spiritual world through our actions limited to Klal Yisrael? So that's why we explained last time the name of Rav David Goldberg, a yeshiva of the Tel's yeshiva, and his Sefer Shiras David and Parashas Noach. It's also in his commentary on the Nefesh HaChaim Uvachayat B'chayim, where he suggests that no, when the world was created, of course, all of the Umas HaOlam were included in this ability as well. They were all created B'Tzelem Elokim. However, after the Dor HaFlaga, when they attempted to wage a battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to attack the spiritual and celestial realms of the Ribbono Shel Olam through their actions by building a tower to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what that meant, what that was a metaphor to, was that they attempted through their averus to minimize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence entirely in this world, to eradicate it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced himself from them and put intermediaries, middle managers above them, and thereby limiting, giving them a ceiling in terms of what they can accomplish through their actions, and that it can't really affect the spiritual realms anymore. So yes, of course, in the beginning of creation, they had this ability. However, after the Dor HaFlaga, Titus and Nebuchadnezzar can no longer destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash that resides in heaven. That was, was limited to Klal Yisrael. That was subsequent to the Dor HaFlaga. But of course, prior to the Dor HaFlaga, they had this power as well. The Chidah, in his commentary on Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph, Pasuches claims that this ability that Klal Yisrael has, that is somewhat different, right, after the Dor HaFlaga, is limited to Klal Yisrael, no longer is within the ability of the Umas HaElam to affect not only the physical world, but the spiritual world as well, through our Averos, and uplifted through our mitzvahs, is implied by the Pasuk in Megillas Eicha, which says, Chet Chata'o Yerushalayim, that there was kind of like a double sin that led to the destruction of Yerushalayim. That's why the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, we have the Haftarah, which is Nachamu Nachamu Ami, a double expression of Nechama, of consolation, because that is we are being consoled for the Chet Chata'o Yerushalayim, the double sin that led to the destruction of Yerushalayim. But in what sense is there a double sin that led to the destruction of Yerushalayim? So the Chida explains in his commentary on Megillas Eicha, called, what is it called? Is this commentary on Megillas Eicha called? In his commentary, Megillas Eicha, which is called, I forgot it, where is it? I wrote it down. I think it's Nachal, something like that. Where is it? I wrote it down. Yeah. Nachal Eshko. So in his commentary, Megillas Eicha, called Nachal Eshko, the Chida suggests that what it refers to is the fact that we had a double sin, meaning we sinned down here in this world, but our sins affected not only the physical world, our sins affected the spiritual Yerushalayim as well, and that's really what gave Titus and Nebuchadnezzar license to destroy the physical Beis HaMikdash, was that we had already destroyed the spiritual Beis HaMikdash in heaven through our actions, through our Averos. So our actions really had a dual effect, one in the physical world, the other in the spiritual world. This notion that there's really two Batei Mikdash, and there's kind of two, and our actions affect not only this world, but the spiritual world. The Rabbeinu Bachya actually writes already in Parshas Chukas, I believe, that's why the word Yerushalayim is Belashon Rabim. It's like Oznayim and Einayim. We have two eyes, two ears. So to Yerushalayim is Belashon Rabim, because there's really two Yerushalayims. There's the Yerushalayim Shomayla in Shomayim, and then there's the Yerushalayim Shomata, the physical Yerushalayim down here. That's what the Pasuk means in Tehillim. Yerushalayim is Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. Is a city, not Philadelphia, is a city of brotherly love, but the city of that brings people to Achdos is Yerushalayim, that brings everyone together. But really, fundamentally, what does it bring together? It brings together the physical world and the spiritual world. It is the portal, it is the way that we travel back and forth between the spiritual world and the physical world. That's why we dive into Yerushalayim, because all of our tefillahs go up to Shamayim through Yerushalayim, because that's the portal to the spiritual world. That's why the Pasuk says, when Yosef met Binyamin, so he cried on the neck of Binyamin. What was he crying about on the neck of Binyamin? Rashi explains, he was crying about the Churban Beis HaMikdash that would take place in Chelko Shel Binyamin. Why was he crying? You know, how did Chazal know when he was crying on the neck of Binyamin, he was crying about Churban Beis HaMikdash? So the Shem Yishmuel explains that it's because the Beis HaMikdash is like the neck. When he was crying on the neck, that's Ki'ilu, he was a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is like the neck, connecting the head, meaning the spiritual world, with the body, with the physical world. So there's really two Yerushalayim, there's two Batei Mikdash, one in the spiritual, one in the physical world, and the portal between those two worlds is in Yerushalayim, and that's why it's Belashon Rabim. But we really had, on Tisha B'Av, at the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, we had two destructions. One was the physical Beis HaMikdash that might have been destroyed by Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. And then you had the spiritual Beis HaMikdash that was corrupted through our actions, which can affect not only the physical world, but our actions can affect the spiritual world too. That's perhaps what we say in one of the kinos of Tisha B'Av. We lament in the eighth kino, A'ad Echub Shamayim, A'ala Iti Shamayim. We hope that our tears should reach Shamayim. So Salvechik in his parish on the Kinos explains that what we're lamenting about in Kino Ches is not only the destruction of the physical world, but really the destruction of the spiritual world as well. That's why we say, may our tears reach Shamayim. Our tears should reach heavens, because we're lamenting the destruction of the spiritual Beis HaMikdash too. The Pasuk says actually in Sefer Yecheskel that on Asar B'Teves, he received word, he received word that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. So what do you mean he received word on Asar B'Teves? Asar B'Teves is 6 months after Tisha B'Av. He just received word the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. What was he receiving word now for? So Shlomo LeVilna, that's one of the editors of the Vilna Shas, has in the back of his Chuvah, called Binyan Shlomo. He says, no, what he received word was, from this messenger, not only had the physical Beis HaMikdash been destroyed, but the spiritual Beis HaMikdash in Shamayim had also been destroyed. And who was this messenger who came to tell him about this? Where else do we find this word hapoet? Vayavo Eli hapoet. The messenger came to me to tell me Yerushalayim had been destroyed. We have a similar word poet in Parshas Lech Lecha when Avram Avinu receives word that Lot has been taken captive. So Rashi there comments who is the poet who came to tell him Lot had been taken captive. Was Oig, I think, right? Was Oig Melech HaBashan, I believe. However, the Das Academy by the Tosfos says no, it was the Malach Michael. Who is the Malach Michael? Tosfos says in Nachas and Afkuf Yud, the Malach Michael is the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash Shomayla. So who came to Yechezkel to inform him? Boy, Eli, a poet, Leimar, Huxahir, that the city had been destroyed, that was none other than Michael, the Kohen Gadol of the Beis Hamikdash Shomayla, who came to inform Yechezkel. Not only had the physical Beis Hamikdash been destroyed, but the spiritual Beis Hamikdash as well. That's why Rav Asher Weiss explains in his Sefer Minchas Asher on Tisha B'Av, that's why we say in the Mishnah Novice that Yehiratza and Shibana Beis Hamikdash Mirabi Amenu B'Sein Chokeinu B'Seir HaSecha. What does our Chelek and Torah have to do with the Beis Hamikdash? And the answer is that when the Beis Hamikdash is in ruin, not only is the physical Beis Hamikdash in ruin, the spiritual Beis Hamikdash is as well, and that affects the spiritual realms, and that's why we are unable to access Talmud Torah in the same way that we've been accustomed to, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. The Beis HaMikdash itself was not only destroyed physically, but the spiritual one as well. You know, that's something that I think we struggle with today. People go to Yerushalayim, they see, you know, wonderful Baruch Hashem, built-up city. There are those who even question, why should we say in Nachem that, that the city of Yerushalayim is destroyed and in ruins and embarrassed, when look around the Yerushalayim today. It's not in that Baruch Hashem, it doesn't seem to us to be in that state. So there are those who question in Eretz Yisrael today, how can we continue to say the Tefillah of Nachem? And even when we go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's hard for us to connect to Tisha B'Av. You know, but even more so in Yerushalayim when you see it built up the way that it is, Baruch Hashem. So I think that we have to switch our perspective. We're looking at the physical Yerushalayim. Oh yeah, that's there are nice hotels and there's nice restaurants and all of that. But what we're missing is the spiritual Yerushalayim, that uplifting part of Yerushalayim. You know, that restores the spiritual world to where it was supposed to be, that we are still lacking. So that's what the point of Nefesh HaChaim over here is, that what led to that destruction was our actions. Our action can affect not only the physical world, but the spiritual world as well, and it was our actions that led to the destruction of the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, the spiritual Yerushalayim that corresponds to the physical Yerushalayim, the physical Beis HaMikdash down here. All right.